This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control. We're just passing the one-hour mark in our countdown. Now in the final hour of the countdown toward the launch of Apollo 13. The closeout crew has now left the White Room area and will be standing by for the retraction to the 12-degree position of swing arm number 9. We've received word from the distinguished guest site that the stands over there are near capacity with some 4,500 guests in the area. The Vice President of the United States, Spiro Agnew, and Chancellor Willy Brandt, his special guests, have arrived in the area, although they are not at the stands yet. Out on the causeway at a guest site, we have 7,000. This is the largest guest number that we have ever had on our causeway site. To recap our countdown, which has proceeded very well today, we resumed the count after a 9-hour and 13-minute built-in hold at 4:13 a.m. this morning. At that time, the cryogenic loading began. This is loading aboard the extremely cold liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen. Liquid hydrogen is the fuel for the second and third stage. Liquid oxygen, the oxidizer used on all three stages. RP-1, or rocket propellant number 1, is the fuel used in the first stage. It is a kerosene-type fuel and was loaded before the countdown demonstration test back in mid-March. The cryogenic loading went well. There's over 800,000 gallons of cryogenics loaded aboard the Saturn V vehicle at this time. We entered a one-hour built-in hold. This is a planned hold at the T-minus 3-hour and 30-minute mark. The crew was alerted this morning, shortly before 9 a.m., by Colonel Tom Stafford, Chief of the Astronaut Office. They then proceeded for a short or brief medical examination by Dr. John Teagan and Dr. Alan Harder. They were pronounced in good shape and ready for their flight. They then had the traditional breakfast of steak and eggs, tenderloin steak, eggs, orange juice, coffee, jelly, and toast. After a brief mission briefing, they donned their spacesuits and took the 8-mile trip in the transfer van to the pad area. They have now been in the spacecraft going through a variety of tests and checks, going over all their switch lists and so on. Our weather at this time is better than had been predicted earlier. We're still looking for some clouds to move into the area, and we'll be expecting a temperature of approximately 80 degrees at our launch time. We continue counting down toward a launch time of 2:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now at T-minus 57 minutes, 15 seconds and counting, this is Kennedy Launch Control.